This is an eavesdropping conversation. I am Juliet Fraser, and today I'm speaking to Iza Otoya. Welcome, Iza.
Hi, Juliet. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. It's lovely to speak to you. So I would like to begin by asking you how you describe yourself as a musician.
Well, that's a big question, I think. But right now, in this moment, I think that I'm a kind of rebel, maybe. I think that's the best description that I can give. Maybe I don't feel myself as a musician, despite I'm a musician. I feel more as an artist, because sometimes music is not enough to contain yourself, you know?
Mm.
And well, maybe for that reason, I think I am more an artist. But I don't like the rules in a lot of ways. And I think when I say that I'm a rebel, or that I describe myself as a rebel person, it's more because if I don't have a tool, if I don't have a knowledge about how can I create something or make an arrangement, or I don't know, like to start a jam style, I don't know. It's like I just do it. It's that if I don't have a backup, a background, it's like I don't care about it. It's like I just jump. So sometimes it's kind of ignorance. I think I'm a rebel ignorance, I think.
But also freedom, of course, because sometimes having the tools, it can stop us taking the jump, can't it?
Yeah, that's true.
And can you tell us a bit about your musical background, about where you've come from, where you're going, where you are at the moment, a little bit about your journey towards rebellion, let's say?
Well, I'm from Peru, and I studied music in Peru, like as a composition career. But I started as a singer when I was 15. So my approachment to music, it's from singing. And when I started to study music, I did it because I wanted to be a singer. But then I started to realize that it wasn't enough for me just to sing music by another people, you know? It's like, okay, I have to create my own tracks, my own songs. And then when I started with that, I realized again that it wasn't enough for me just to compose for a guitar and a voice. It was like, okay, I have more ideas. I'm imagining more colors. So I need, like, I don't know, another instruments. And then, well, electronic started my life. Mm-hmm. So the electronic world. So I started to produce, to use DAOs and these kind of things. And it was like all the possibilities started to live with me at the same time. And well, I'm studying music production in Barcelona. But well, this is, I think it's my music created path or something mm-hmm. like that. This is my background.
Mm. And I found you, if I remember correctly, a friend, Vanessa, had given me a few links in South America to explore, and I went down a rabbit hole, a Google or YouTube rabbit hole, and found Retama Collective that you're part of. It was having listened to one little piece that you wrote of electroacoustic music on YouTube, that I invited you to write our jingle. Which I absolutely love, and I'm so glad that you've written this jingle for us. Can you tell us a bit about the compositional process behind the jingle? How you were thinking, how you were working?
Well, first of all, I have to say that thank you for the opportunity that you gave me. Yeah, it was a big deal for me. Well, in that moment, I started to write more poetry because I really like the poems and all this kind of literature. But in a moment when you appeared in my life, it was like I was writing a lot. I was reading and writing a lot. So it was like, I don't know, for me, it was really important to mix maybe this kind of whispers, because I'm reading a poem that I wrote in that moment. And I used the electronics and the guitar. Because guitar, it's a sound that it's acoustic guitar is a sound that is really like part of me. It's because I don't know if part of my roots, of my language, I don't know, of my childhood maybe. But guitar is always really, really have a presence in my compositions. So I'm not very good in piano, but I think that I'm better in guitar. So I'm always thinking the composition from that instrument. And well, for that reason, I introduced it. And well, I made a little clip of this jingle in YouTube that it's about Lila. Lila, it's the color of the sky when it's not so blue, and it's not so like, you know, it's the middle when the night is gonna start. So it's the intimate moment when you are just with yourself and you're thinking what's going on here. And that's what's happening in my life here in Barcelona, what I'm doing here, and this kind of whispers in my mind, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful. I was wondering what the title was. I had imagined that Lila was perhaps a person, but it's we in English we call that lilac, I think, that color. But I can hear exactly that intimacy and sort of it's a private moment, something we've taken the word eavesdropping, I suppose, because it feels like the listener is eavesdropping into a private moment that you're having with your guitar and with your poetry. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. But well, I think that I tried. I tried. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a bit about Retama, the collective that you're part of. Can you tell us a bit about the history of that and what you're trying to do as a collective?
Okay, Retama started in the middle of the pandemic time in 2020. And it was an initiative of all of us at the same moment. I don't know how can I describe this feeling, because we were part of another collective of composers or artists in Peru. But we had the moment in our lives when we say, okay, we need a collective just for women, and we have a space just for women, because in Latin America and in Peru we have in all the world, you know, the composition, the contemporary composition is sometimes it's a better space for male, I don't know, it's like more normal, you know. And sometimes when you are a girl, when you're a woman, it's like, okay, what are you doing? Are you enough? Are you doing enough? Are you good composer, or you are just a singer? Because I don't know why we have just in our minds that women just sing, you know. So for that reason, we had this idea to create this space. Without expectations, I think it was just the most of us in that moment were students. We were students. All of us have, I don't know, 25, 30 years in that age. I don't know. And well, we started with a conversation online, conversation like this, because the most of us never had a contact, personal contact. Well, we knew a little bit about us because we are really, really like the less. I don't know how to say.
We're rare.
Yeah, yeah, we are not the most, you know. So for that reason, it's like, okay, I know you, I know who you are, but I'm not your friend, and we didn't have a contact like before. But in that moment, we have our first meeting, I remember, in June, I think June. And it was like wonderful because we felt that, okay, here is happening something really big. It's something like was, I don't know, it had to happen in a moment, you know, and this is the moment.
And how many are you? How many people were joining this movement or collective at that point?
Yeah, in that moment, we were 11.
Okay, already.
I think we were 11. So we decided to create our first project. It was, we have an online release, but it's called Figuras, and it was for contemporary music and for dancer, for dancing. And well, it wasn't like, okay, it's just for, it's, we didn't have the idea to create a project just for women, just for artist women, but it happened. It's something that just happened because when we told this about our project to another artist, they started to say, okay, I'm going to collaborate, and the most of them were women. So it was like, okay, so we started like that. And then we realized that it was a need for our community, for another girls in Peru and in Latin America. So we started to do a lot of more projects. And we had this characteristic about our projects that we want to include more artists, more art, more disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we always are always trying to mix different artist disciplines in order to, I don't know, to have a feedback for ourselves and to open paths for the rest of artists in our country. And well, for that reason, we were in Berlin last year.
Yeah.
and it was like that. And now we are creating a cultural, I don't know how to say that in English, but it's like an association, like a cultural association, but in a formal way, because we were just a collective, informal, just working, you know. But now we are formalizing, I don't know how this, so we are in that, and we are gonna have our first release of our third project. It's gonna be in person, and it's gonna be for films, short films made by women, Peruvian visual women, and we are gonna release in Rotterdam to the last week, and in Peru in two cities. So we are really, really happy for that. That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what's next for the collective, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think we are really ambitious. Now we are really ambitious. When, I don't know, when women started to be like a strong team, it's like, yeah, I don't know, it's really powerful.
Yeah, things start to happen.
yeah. But now we want to live from what we are doing, because that's really, really it's really hard. But you have the moment when we start to give a lot of time, you know, to invest a lot of time in this kind of project. So you started to see as, okay, this could be my job. And not just because you have to earn money. It's because you are focused in that, you know? And we want to do a lot of things for the girls of the future, you know, because it's yeah. like when we were children, it was like, okay, we didn't have a reference, a women reference as a composers. I started as a singer because I didn't have a women composer reference, but I can do that a little different from the future, you know. It's so that's the idea that we had.
This makes me think, as you know, the festival topic this year for eavesdropping is experiments in defiance. So I wondered, does that word defiance resonate with you? Does it mean something to you in terms of what you're trying to do with Retama and also with your own work?
Definitely. I think that you have to be really courageous when you decide to dedicate your life to the music. And that's at the beginning. And then if you're a woman, it's more. You need more of that. And that's the second. And the third is when work for another artist, not just for you, not just for your career. When you start to see your life as a canal, I don't know, to let something bigger than just you here, yeah. It's like, okay, I think that. So sometimes you are not going to make it well. I don't know. Sometimes your projects are not going to achieve the goal, but it's really important to try all the projects as the same, with the same encouragement and the same with the same energy, with the same passion, because you don't know, you can touch the heart of someone always, just maybe one, but always. So that's our work, I think, as an artist. Yeah.
I think those are very powerful words. I absolutely understand what you're saying, and I agree. I think it's important to think about the other people around us, or the generations to come, the people traveling behind us, if you like, who need things to change.
Yeah, definitely. And now that I'm here, that I have the opportunity to live here, I know that Barcelona is really different from another parts of Europe. But I can see like how much important, I don't know, is that you share your art, because the purpose of art, it's gonna change. It depends of your perspective, my perspective. I know that, but at the end, if you think a little bit, it's like it's a way to love the community, the art, I think.
Mm.
So it's really important to love our generation, you know, and to teach the people who surround us how we love this and how we love being humans. Because I don't know, now it's like, oh no, humans are bad, or we are the worst here. And I think not. I think we are fabulous. We are wonderful. We can make a lot of powerful things, and we can save our planet too, and our world too. So it's encourage the people who is around us to believe in themselves. And that's the power of art, I think.
That's a beautiful place to end. Izza, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and for sharing your beautiful music with us in the form of the jingle. And I know we'll hear a little bit more about Retama in the eavesdropping forum at the beginning of April. But thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you to you again.
You have been listening to an eavesdropping conversation. Our new jingle was composed for us by Iza Otoya.